Well, good morning. I'd like to welcome you back to our final Anchored in the Word morning reflection. And this is going to be a preview of our Sunday morning service. And I know that it's Mother's Day. And so I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to just demonstrate appreciation to our moms, but not just our moms, also our ladies who maybe they don't have children and they are really mother figures. They are involved in working with our kids. There are people that they've come alongside and they've mentored. They are prayer support. They're teachers. There's so many different areas we could talk about. So out of all the passages that I've preached on Mother's Day, this one might perhaps be the most unique, but I think that it's a very important text for us to deal with, and I hope that it's an encouragement to everyone. And that is Colossians chapter 2, and we're going to look at verses 6 down to chapter 3, verse 4. Now, we're not going to deal with every single verse, but there's a flowing context, and I want to read to you a portion of that, and then I'd like to share with you a couple of thoughts in preview of the service and the sermon that we'll have on Sunday. Here's what it says in Colossians 2, verse 6. It says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers." And then if you skip down to chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ in God, with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory." Now, I know that when we come to Mother's Day, we come to a time where we celebrate the labor of love and faithfulness of our mothers. But I also recognize that on a day like Mother's Day, there are a lot of other situations that sometimes make it not a joyful day, but a very difficult day. There are a lot of women who've never gotten married, and their desire was to get married, and maybe they got married later than they anticipated. Or there are ladies who are married, and they've desired to have children, and they've been unable to have children for whatever reason. God has not allowed that. Or maybe you have someone who has children but has lost a child, or they have lost a child and they have no children. These are scenarios that are extremely painful. On the other side, you have people that they have children, and their children are all living for the Lord. And so it brings a lot of pain, brings a lot of discouragement. It reminds them of some very painful things. And so a day like Mother's Day might be hard. Now, when someone has lost their mother, sometimes Mother's Day is a very, very painful thing. There are people that were not raised by their biological mother, and the person who they had as their mother was not a godly example, was not a faithful woman. So I understand that Mother's Day is a complicated holiday. It's a time that we observe as a culture. It's a time that we rejoice in the faithful mothers who have lovingly supported us and guided us and challenged us. But sometimes it's a painful day for people. And with all the confusion going on in our culture about men and women and fatherhood and motherhood, I really thought that it would be an important thing for us to do by focusing in on what our identity ultimately is as a Christian. If you are a Christian, your identity before anything else is that you are in Christ. In fact, if you'll notice, he says, "As you have received the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him. You are complete in him. If you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above." Notice how if you read these verses, you see continually, you are in Christ, you are in Christ, you are in Christ. Because you are in Christ, this is what you're supposed to do. This is how you're supposed to live. This is what your focus is supposed to be. Here's what you're not to do. Here's what you're to do. What's the point? I think that's the question I want you to think about. Why is this concept of being in Christ so very important? And how does this relate practically to me being a man or me being a woman or me being a father or you being a mother or whatever those situations are? How does that being in Christ affect that? That's really what we're going to dig into. We're going to see that whenever we deal with Scripture, whenever we talk about Christ as being the Lord and His commands, He always refers in terms of because you're a Christian and because you are in Christ, this is how you're supposed to walk as someone who is in Christ. The motivation that He gives us as believers is always, it always circles back to the gospel message. The gospel and our position in Christ is the centerpiece of everything. This is the starting point of everything in our Christian experience. It's what gives us an acceptance that we are in Him righteous. It's what gives us an acceptance of the roles that He has given us as men and as women. It is the centerpiece of our duties and what's supposed to motivate us and drive us and focus us and give us purpose. It all comes back to being in Christ. So no matter your situation, no matter whether this day is a very big day of celebration or whether it's really a painful day, I hope that you'll come to this passage of Scripture with a heart that says, I want to see what the Bible has to say about who I am in Christ and why that actually matters to me on such a day. You know, there is something for all of us to consider in this passage of Scripture. We need to be properly motivated as people in the roles that God has given us. We need to joyfully submit to His sovereign purposes for our lives. We should allow everything that's going on in our lives to drive us back to our position in Christ. We need to seize the opportunities that He has given us to the very best of our abilities. And if we're going to do that, then we have to be gospel-centered in our focus. I hope that this Sunday you will join us and that as we look at this passage of Scripture, it will instruct us, it will remind us, it will encourage us. And I also pray that our mothers will feel that they have been honored and remembered properly as well. As a side note, because in fact it is Mother's Day, a day that we remember their sacrifice and their labors of love. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Looking forward to our Sunday service in the morning and in the evening. We have services, even though it's Mother's Day. And I hope that you will join us, and I hope that you will be richly blessed as we focus our attention on our position in Christ from Colossians 2 and 3. Have a blessed weekend. Bye now.